time, I'd like to call the August 19th meeting of the Rogers Water Works and Sewer Commission meeting to order. And the first item on our agenda is approval of the July 22nd meeting minutes. Those were in your packet.
I would make a motion to approve the minutes.
I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. The next order of business would be reports, financial report, Mr. Seaman.
Howdy.
Good afternoon.
On the new fiscal year for us. Reporting for the month of July, for the water department, our billed revenue is up 6.8%. Compared to consumption, up 1.3%. And for sewer, billed revenue is up 7.4%. For consumption, it's up 3.6%. After having been here for half a year or so, this kind of seems to be the trend where billed revenue is up a little bit more than consumption. I guess there's a couple of reasons for that. We, of course, have an annual rate increase, which will affect billed revenue, but we also have some billed revenue items that are unrelated to consumption. So there's some extra things in there that aren't accounted for when you're looking at the year-over-year change for consumption. But regardless, both of those are trending upward. For actuals to budget, I'm just displaying this a little bit differently, but essentially the same. Our benchmark is 1 month of the year past, and July is 8.3% of the year. And so for the water department, revenues are above that at 9.5%, expenses at 8.6%. And then new this year, we've rolled out project accounting, which is going to allow us to more readily give you actuals to budget information for our budgeted capital outlays. So 1 month through the year in the water department, our capital outlays are 4.6% of what we told you we would spend. So for sewer, revenues are a little under the benchmark at 7.1%. Expenses are also under at 6.9%, and capital is 1.2% on the year. Those revenue numbers are both a little bit lower than they might have been, but for what we could call an unusually low month for access and impact fees. If I just skip down to that section, you see just over $19,000 collected for the month. So kind of a roller coaster ride with access and impact fees. It's a little bit hard to predict what those are going to look like. For the year, for reference, we budgeted just over $2.1 million. So a little ways to go there, but just 1 month into it. For year-to-date income, water and sewer year-to-date income is positive and tracking with prior year income through the same period. I'll skip down to the next sheet here and show you for water. We had July income of $591,000. So the number that we're sort of aiming for or expecting, I guess, by the time the fiscal year ends is this 4.8 million number down here. But it's pretty well on track with the two prior years there at 591,000. I'll also point out as we look at these are not, despite what it says, we don't have audited numbers yet for FY24. We've provided a bunch of documentation to our auditors, and they let me know that they have us penciled in to be on site next month. I think weeks 2 and 3 or so of September. So they'll be here, but this number is subject to change, as is the one for sewer. Sewer is also sitting about $600,000 of income for July, working our way towards this expected income of $7.9 million. And I'll also point out here the year-to-date income for FY24. I'll update this. That $7.3 million there doesn't include the one-time ARPA grant, but that is included in the $9.7 million that you see right there. But again, that 9.5 total income is subject to change as we continue to work with our auditors to close out that fiscal year. But a good start overall for water and sewer. Just to finish up the report here, we had total unrestricted and restricted funds of $50.1 million compared to $48 million even the same period last year. And our 12-month rolling average for lost water is sitting at 7.3%. That'll conclude the report for July.
Commissioners, any questions, comments on financials?
Looks good.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Okay, next, we have engineering reports. Brian.
Thank you.
Jared, thank you.
Good afternoon. Howdy. Engineering report for August. It's our plan review. We reviewed 104 total sets of plans and signed permits and variances, and all kinds of stuff. So we've been tracking pretty closely to the last few months. This distribution of our projects here. Still a lot of activity there on that Pauline Whitaker and J.B. Hunt Drive area, and we're starting to see some activity there along the Pleasant Grove Road exit, which I think is going to be the next frontier for development. We've been seeing some things come in for pre-design in that area, and also the 8th Street corridor has been pretty busy over here, as well as this area up along Walnut. So a lot of things still happening in the city of Rogers. As for plan review, I've got the whole list here, but probably a couple of notable projects here. We've got the large-scale developments for Temple Live. That's going to be one of the tallest buildings in Northwest Arkansas, 16-story hotel, convention center, underground parking, where the existing Ruth's Chris is located. Gilbert Plaza is a pretty large development downtown here, mixed use, residential, parking garage, retail there on 4th and Walnut, taking up that vacant block between Walnut and Elm. We also saw plans come in for the soccer stadium that'll be located there along Bellevue. So several exciting projects coming in to Northwest Arkansas here. And I do want to point out that the new Unified Development Code was approved by City Council, I believe, on July 23rd. And we haven't been through that full process. I think we've seen one project come in, one major project come in under that new code at this point. It'll be interesting working through that new process.
What are your early thoughts? I mean, you obviously were involved in that process to rewrite that entire code and update.
I think we have some concerns that we've been talking about as far as in the more dense developments, water and sewer is going to be in the street. And one of the trends that has been going on with stormwater has been in pavement detention, using the permeable pavers and permeable concrete and things like that. So essentially we'll have utilities under a detention pond, which we try to always stay out of the detention pond. So to this point, we've been real careful working with the engineers, trying to designate certain areas for in pavement detention and route our utilities around those, or put a clay cap over it or something like that. But I think we're going to be dealing with this a lot more frequently, and that's probably the biggest challenge that we see with the new development code. If they're not going to have these big detention ponds, then the idea is to make everything more dense, right? So we're going to have to figure out how to work with engineering and the stormwater group on that.
The thing that's been built to this point has been based on as a detention basin to kind of hold that water. So it'll be interesting to see what happens if we're going to move away from those, where that water, it's got to go someplace.
Absolutely, and I'm sure...
Those pavers may not collect at all.
I'm sure as we start working through this, you know, we may look at some alternate materials and construction methods that we may need to amend our specs. So we'll be monitoring that closely going forward. Project status, we are looking at another sewer capacity project down here on South First Street, pretty much from the Tyson plant along Old Rich to Veterans Park. We've got a bottleneck and some capacity issues in there, and this is kind of coming on the heels of some other sewer projects downstream that we're in the final stages of design on. And so we want to get this design process off the ground. Of course, we've got to address all the downstream stuff first. The Highway 112 widening, I do have a proposal for a design contract on that one. I'm routing that through RDOT currently, since they will be partially reimbursing us for that project. I hope to bring that contract to you guys next month. We did receive bids on 5th and Walnut intersection. I'm sorry, we didn't receive bids. We had the bid opening. We didn't have any bids on that one. And so we'll be presenting a resolution to you in this meeting to hopefully get that project going. The only thing we can really say that's closed out, Town and Oak Street overpass, that's substantially complete as far as utilities are concerned. I think they're still working on a few punch list items over there. Other updates, I'm talking about the new UDC. I did want to give an update on the field ops sewer maintenance contracts. We've got the pipe bursting and the cured in place pipe, and then the manhole rehab. The manhole rehab project's pretty much been completed for this year, I believe. Horseshoe Construction is our pipe bursting contractor. These have been managed by Danny Lester in field ops. These are more kind of maintenance type projects. Danny's been doing a fantastic job managing these projects. So he's reported that we've bursted 1,100 feet of pipe so far. We've had a contractor on site here, Mayor, who's doing the CIPP point repair. So they've been working here the last couple of weeks. And then Humbard is the one that we awarded the bid for the 12 and 24 inch sewer mains that go under I-49 to clean those out and reline those. And so all that's in progress. The pollution control facility capacity improvement project, I'm expecting to get the final draft on that this week, probably tomorrow, and we plan to present to the commission on that final concept plan next month. So we expect a presentation on that. Then the solid phase two, we open bids on the subcontractor work packages tomorrow, and we're still on schedule for an October start date. So the Western Corridor Transmission Main, we just received the preliminary plans on that. This is about 3.5 miles of water main construction to connect the Western Corridor Pump Station that Beaver Water District currently has under construction to a location right there at Garrett and Mount Hebron Road. Where we have our nearest transmission main and near the site of a future elevated storage tank. And so we're reviewing those plans. We've got a workshop with Garber scheduled, I think, the week after next to go over some of our comments on that. Big project. It's one that we want to start acquiring easement on sooner than later, as soon as we get an alignment nailed down. finally, I've got the update on on Pinnacle. The contractor's working along South Champions Drive, putting in sewer right now. I think our most urgent item on this project is, of course, with LPGA coming up, we want to really try to get the rest of the golf course restored. And so the area that we have left is this area highlighted in red, and it's along the south side of hole 13, kind of on the southeast corner of the course. And so the landscaping subcontractor has notified us that he's stopped work because he hasn't received payment on his last payment application. So we've also got a resolution attempting to resolve that and get the course in shape for LPGA today.
So we'll hear more about that.
We'll hear more about that. Yes, sir.
A few more. We'll wait and ask questions.
Okay.
Thank you, Brian.
And if there's no other questions, that's all I have.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brian.
Motion control. Todd.
Good afternoon. The treatment is going well. It's a pretty typical month as far as that goes. We did have, let me figure out where that is. You can see our, where do you go? COD, rock phosphorus, 10.8, TSS. Ah, there it is. You can see our phosphorus kind of went up there in July. We had a little bit of a rough week. We were moving some solids around. We made some adjustments to it and brought our monthly average down a little bit, but and our our average pounds per day. But there was about 4 days there where we were running about 0.4, 0.5. But we were able to get that corrected. It come up over the weekend, and whenever we weren't there, and had some operators that were new and didn't make some changes. But obviously, we have a 2 max there, so we had a lot of room to go. But it was different than what we typically see. You can see it stands out pretty high there. Our fog, Amber went down for training at a pretreatment conference, and I always feel like she comes back with some good ideas from that. So, and this year's no exception. I think she's got fired up and ready to go. A little bit of a City Works implementation as the city changes the way they do and are adjusting to the use of it, and she had kind of lost some access there for a minute, but we got that back. Let's see, the industrial pretreatment, Ozark Mountain Poultry, it seems like they get about one excursion a year. I know Paul said they're talking about doing some updates to their pretreatment as well, so they're aware of that. They have a problem. It's at one a year. That's not at a level where we're going to send them any kind of action at this point, unless we're directed otherwise. But they're making an effort. They're aware they have a problem, and they're moving on their own right now. So we see no reason to intervene in that. Finally got caught up on our solids handling just in time for some planned maintenance. So we shut down. We intended to be shut down for 3 days when I wrote this. This was the plan. These were what all we needed to do while it was shut down. We had a contractor that was going to replace the bearings on the ends of the shaft. It was very large bearings. And it was a task that potentially could go bad. And I can update you as of this month, it did go bad. It took us about a week and a half to actually do the maintenance, or I say us. We were assisting them as best we could. They're a good contractor. They've helped us in the past, so we were doing everything we could to support them. They ended up having to cut a very large gearbox off of the end of the shaft. Fortunately, it was one we had, with the solids handling facility under construction starting next month. I don't intend to replace that gearbox. That other one has sat on the shelf for a long time and not been used. I'm hoping we can get another 2 years out of this new one that was on the shelf and our existing. So I hate to spend another $20,000, $25,000 on a gearbox that we may end up scrapping. So that's a roll of the dice, I'm letting you know now. Because if it breaks, it's, you know, it could be 6 months before we get one, which would be very expensive to go to the landfill for that entire time. But at any rate, I can update you. All of the maintenance was done, and the dryer is back in operation, and it's operating well. We fired back up on Sunday. We did have a pre-bid walkthrough for that solids handling project. Lots of bidders turned out. It was a good project. Pre-walk, so I'm hoping we get a lot of good bids tomorrow. Overall, we treated 305 million gallons in July. And you'll notice I updated our dry weather flow because we've had a lot of dry weather, so I was able to take a look at that. Our average daily flows, even during this dry period, have been around 9 million gallons. So you can, that makes sense with what we're seeing on water sold as well as, you know, population growth. So and increased sewer usage year over year. So historical was 4.2 and we only had 3.26 rain. So that is pretty dry July. That was all I had, unless you guys had questions.
Questions, comments?
Thanks, Todd.
Thank you. Old business, we'll move into new business. The first item we have is Resolution 24-25 regarding sewer project restoration.
Good afternoon, Commissioner. Good afternoon. I need to back up here real quick to go over this. The good news, everything to the north and west of this is done. It's complete. Fairways, rough, everything. We do have, this is the condition here that this is in right now. You'll notice it's in the rough as well. We do have a tournament coming up in a month. We were informed last week that the sod contractor was not going to continue this until some other things were in place between him and the GC. We're working diligently through those problems the best we can. It's kind of out of our control. What this resolution does is give us a possible option or alternate, if you will. A possible. We may or may not use it. And I'd add, too, that we're still in discussion with Robert to make sure all the legalities, everything's, you know, all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed before we do anything. But again, this resolution just gives us the option to potentially, we do have a bid from a person to do this, but we want to retain all of our rights and everything else that we need to retain with regard to that contract.
So more details. Who's a GC? And then obviously, there was money set aside to do this. Did it come in? Did we have to do something different? Is there a reason why we're at this point?
We're holding up our end of the deal.
Okay. So the GC is not holding up their end, or the subcontractor. So subcontractors is not getting paid, not working.
Yes.
Is he not getting paid, or are they not getting paid?
There's something in between the GC and the sub. There's a disagreement there.
And so we've got to step in with $150,000 to make it work.
We may have to.
But if we pay this, do we get our money back if they resolve their...
That's a great question. That's one we're actually working on. I think I'd rather elaborate on that. But that's what we're trying to maintain. We don't want to spend something that we can't get back or may not get back.
So was the scope of work that was supposed to be done, I'm missing something. So somebody's not doing something.
As far as I can tell, the GC has paid. We found out this morning that the sub did receive payment from the GC on the July payout, which was late, by the way, but he did receive it. And now there's some other, you know, there's a change order between the two of them that has not been signed. And you know, this is all pretty much between the sub and the GC. We've been paying the GC for his payouts. He's put it in. And we will continue to do that if they're correct and put in the right, you know, if everything is correct and documented. But this is between the GC Goodwin and the sub Jones plan.
So can we take the money and pay the sub to get him caught up and not go through the GC?
There are a lot of legal requirements for us to do what has to be done. We don't have a lot of time.
I know.
So
well, at least they can find their ball. When you're hitting the rough, you can find your ball.
Yes. Now, this will just give you an option. Whether we use this or not, I wouldn't say this is a definite. I don't think this is a definite. This is something that since we had a commission meeting, since we found out about this, we thought, you know what, let's put this in the chamber in case we need it.
Does that cover us? Does that cover the work?
That would finish the sod if everybody agreed to do it and do it for what they quoted it at. Yeah. We don't really have. Yeah, there's still a lot that we're discussing behind the scenes.
So, Brent, did the general contractor, the sod that was included in what we said we needed, did that change? Did that increase? And so that's some of it. Is there more sod that was needed than we have contracted with the general contractor for?
It's been going. I'll just back up. They're putting down a lot more sod than we ever imagined because they tore up a lot more of the golf course than we ever imagined.
Okay.
But that was their choice.
Correct.
Not ours.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right.
Just to clarify, our contracts basically gave them a quantity and said, through this corridor, we will pay you for a disturbed width of this much. They disturbed more than that, and our contract specifically states that no additional payment will be made for a more disturbed area. And so it was an incentive for the contractor to keep a small footprint on the site, which they did not do. So now their subcontractor is having to replace sod that they're not getting paid for by us. And that's the nature of so they have quantities that we're not paying them for, and therefore they don't feel like they should pay their subcontractor for.
So was that the choice? Because I know when I came out here that day, you said they wanted to use their person to replace the sod. We couldn't choose that. The country club wanted to use their sod person.
So when we bid the project out, that was a specialty contractor. We didn't want just anybody going out there and laying sod on the golf course. And so the golf course gave us a list of companies that they would be okay with. So those were pre-qualified contractors. Goodwin, our GC, could have brought his own contractor and presented those qualifications to us. So we didn't really force them to use it, but they were a pre-qualified contractor and one that the golf course recommended prior to the bid.
And they've done a good job.
So how long is it going to take to figure out? I mean, my concern is us getting the money back. Is that going to drag on and make it drag on so long that we're not ready for the LPGA? And is this going to be blamed on Rogers Water?
We've got a proposal from the person that's out there now to do this work. This will cover that. This will complete the sodding over the red that you saw on that.
The person out there, is that the subcontractor? Is it someone else?
It's subcontractor.
So we're basically
but the general contractor messed it up.
Well, we may or may not.
They need to be.
Chairman, we may or may not. There's a lot of legalities involved here. There's already a contract between those two. What we can do and what we can't do is still under, we're still being advised what we can and can't do. Mm. We do have some things that we're about to do, I'm not at liberty to say just yet, but we do have a couple things that we're going to do rather quickly. And then based on what happens there, you know, we'll move on and move forward to get that contract going in the traditional sense that it's already set up. Just get that person moving. If that doesn't happen, maybe, maybe not, this comes into play. We don't even know if we can use it or not.
I feel like there's a lot of dancing going on in the position y'all are in. What I think would make sense for us, they're trying to figure this out. And I will put the trust that between Brent, Brian, Robert, that they'll figure this out to the best, you know, and sometimes it may not come out the way we'd like it. But at least with this resolution, I think it allows you all some flexibility to move and negotiate the best deal possible. And it meets both the community get it done, because I don't want us to be held that we didn't do something. Because you all have worked really hard to complete this project, do it timely, as friendly as we possibly can, and which is not surprising that you're down to the end and you've got some issues. So I think that place our trust with these folks to manage it, give them the ability to do what they've asked, and then we'll wait to see how it works. Does that frame it up enough for you all to do what you need to do?
Yes, sir. This gives us one more alternative. That again, may not use. We're trying to get this thing done. We want sod down. We want to be complete. We don't want anyone looking at us as if we, you know, we want
team player getting
the city's best foot forward. We need to have that sodded up.
And that's the part of this that all comes to, even though it seems like we're not hearing all of it. Yes, we'll hear it at the appropriate time.
Yes.
So with that, I mean, with what.
I will make a motion that we pass resolution number 24-25, authorizing purchase of materials and services for property restoration, authorizing expenditure of funds for the purchases, waiving the requirements of competitive bidding, and for other purposes.
Second.
Motion second. Any further discussion? All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. You all have thoughts and issues.
For a bunch of brass.
Yeah, we will. Yeah. That contractor just.
Okay. That next item is resolution 24-26, a resolution regarding repairs. Yeah.
Thanks, this project has been in design for a little while. The city's going to do enhancements to the greenscape and sidewalks and the intersection overall with crosswalks and patterned sidewalks and all that stuff. We still have some 80, 90 year old cast iron pipe under that intersection and clay sewer that we'd really like to get replaced. And the city is utilizing the street department and their contract with J&L contractors to do the paving work. It's a compact project, but it's going to be pretty complex because we've got communications duct runs and all kinds of utilities in there that we've got to weave around. It's a little bit more than we felt that our field ops could tackle. Otherwise, sometimes they jump in and get these small projects done for us. This had a sense of urgency earlier this summer when they found that the storm sewer collapsed under the street. The street department went out there and basically just kind of did a temporary repair on it. We did send this out to bid shortly after that. We received no bids on this project. So this resolution authorizes us to waive the traditional sealed competitive bidding process and seek three quotes from qualified contractors to get this going a little bit more quickly.
I make a motion to pass resolution number 24-26, authorizing emergency contracting procedures for the 5th and Walnut Water and Sewer Replacement Project and for other purposes.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion?
Brian, we are going to be receiving three prices still.
I will solicit.
Solicit.
Three
ones. Yeah.
I have a good idea of who we're going to solicit from. So.
It's a no bid just because of the complexity of it or the timing of it.
Or not worth the time.
So I think a lot of it was the timing. I had two bidders that were interested in it, and I will. Those are two I'm going to send quotes to or solicitations to. Both of them stated that they had other projects that were bids were due on the same day, and they just couldn't get them all done. So. And then we've got another project. We've got another contractor that's working one block over that has utility crews on site. And so it'd be a smaller add-on project.
Okay, we've got a motion, second. All in favor of the passing resolution 24-26. Say aye.
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 Opposed. Motion carries to approve. And with that, those are the only two items. Anything else? With that, I have entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
2 seconds. We're adjourned. Thank you all.